This is there it's going to be a change in our government. There's going to be a change in the world. And I have a word on the government, but I want to speak concerning the church right now. And I'm specifically talking to Danny, or I guess all of us, because we've been churchy all our lives. God hates churchy. Churchy ways. The way of the kingdom is following the Spirit. And the Lord wants to do a new thing in your ministry, a new thing in your life. The music that He's given you is the music of the kingdom, not religious institutions. They may sound good, they may even have the right words, but it's that music that God has given you from heaven is what we need to flow in. I don't care if it's one song. We do better to have one song than 10. I am not in any way trying to disparage or say anything, but God wants to do a new thing. But old wine, you know, new wine goes into new wineskins. And it's so easy for us to lapse back into how we've always done it in churchy ways. We all have to watch that. This is the walk of the Spirit. And that's what the Lord wants us to follow. I don't know how many songs that you have from the Lord. I know it's many, many. I'd rather hear one of yours than a bunch of old codger songs. I'm sorry. It agitates me. But it's not just agitating me, it's agitating the Lord. But we think, well, this is all I have. We tend to, well, it used to be okay, but now it's not okay. I have to watch myself. Lord, I don't want to read after anyone unless you direct me to. I don't want to stand up here and I don't want to bring what somebody else says. I want to bring what the Spirit says to me. And it's the same way with y'all. What God has placed in you is priceless. What somebody's has being used up something is not. Now, if the Spirit tells you to do something, then you do it. If He says sing that old song, then you sing that old song. But for the most part, I believe that our mindsets need to be going towards the kingdom, the new dispensation that we're stepping into that's even here. It's already here. We're not waiting on for it to appear. Yeah, and it's going to be a drip out, so just get ready for it. It's going to be a drip out. Slowly, drip, 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 we're going to see things change. So be encouraged by that today. The Lord wants you to step up higher in your anointing. He's going to give you songs like He's never given you before. You probably already started to experience that. A change, not so in the box. Well, this is the way I've always done it. Well, no. God moved out of the box and He said, when I move, you move. When I say stay, stay. This is the move of the Spirit. This isn't churchy ways. This isn't churchy. The Lord hates that, or He's done with that. I won't say He hates that. We're in a new era. And we have to learn the ways of the Spirit. The church has not walked after the Spirit. They walked over what this church did or that church did. He got a revelation, so now let's teach it all throughout the whole church. Instead of the person in that pulpit getting fresh manna from God for those people. And on top of that, they merchandised it. Come on. God's done with that. Maybe that scripture that says, there was a time God winked at ignorance, but no more. We got to follow the Spirit. And if you don't have anything, don't bring anything. Don't just try to think, oh, I got to have something to fill in the holes. No, you don't. Because what does that do? That puts, God may have something different He wants to do. Because you have filler, He can't do it. Understand? This word here, this is Sunday morning, 1:23:22, Prophet's Corner Uncut, is called God's Government. The government will be upon my shoulders. My government is not only the foundation for the church, but also the foundation for this nation. Now get a hold of that. Jesus isn't just coming to get the church right. The kingdom's not just coming for that. It's to get this nation right. One nation under God, there is no separation between church and state. The IRS and different things, corrupt leaders tried to separate the church and the state. In the old covenant, usually the leader was in cahoots with the prophet. See, it took Elijah to take out Jezebel, but it took the leader of that nation listening to the word of the Lord through the prophet to do so. I'm not saying we do that with prophets today, but I'm just telling you, Jesus, the government's on his shoulders. Says he's going to rule it with a rod of iron. All right, from the church foundation, a godly nation will be built. The government needs to have the same things that we follow God as a criteria for a leader. All these leaders, well, they got degrees, and yeah, they've done this for 50 years, and yeah, they might do this good and that good, but do they qualify to be a leader? That needs to be God ordained. Just like God used to anoint the king, have anoint the king, anoint the king, anoint the king. That's why I don't care what anybody says or who thinks they can do it better. Donald John Trump has been anointed to be the king. As goes the church, so goes the nation. The change will not happen overnight. It will be a slow turning back to me. You don't undo 6,000 years of Satan's kingdom rule on earth overnight. Oh, nothing's happening. Well, if you went back to the beginning, you'd see a whole lot has really happened. It will be a slow turning back to me. Seeds must be planted. There's where the teaching comes in. And then harvest will come. Right now, all we've got is so many tares. I've given you this analogy before, like a big cruise ship. The day will come when all will know me. All will know him. It used to be that way. It used to be that way from what I understand. Who knows? Everything's been so messed up. I want to go to Jeremiah. And I don't know if I put the chapter down. I think it's 33. Let me look. Well, it's not verses. Well, the scripture that I'm trying to find here, I just mistyped it. It talks about you won't even have to ask, I believe. They'll say, everyone knows the Lord. Maybe it is or maybe it isn't. All right. Sorry about that. These two chapters is talking about how God is turning darkness to light. Both chapters are filled with this. Okay, let me read through here and see. Oh, okay. Verse 15 of 33, in those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites and the priests my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant and the Levites that minister unto me. So it's talking about restoring all of the stuff that's been broken down in these two chapters. Anyway, we'll move on. Just as judgment begins in my house first, so does the establishment of my government begin in my house first. The church is being judged harshly because they're supposed to be the government. They're supposed to be setting the precedents for the rest of the nation, the rest of the world. And they've become corrupt. A lot of churches would probably argue with me about that, but go ahead. You will begin to see it has already started, the dismantling of the seed of Satan. The day has come. All right, now I got these written down right. Isaiah 9. Maybe we'll find the scripture that I'm looking for in this. It's 9, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Okay, next, let's go to Daniel chapter 2. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with my clay. As the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. We see this with the transgender agenda right now with the vaccine. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. In other words, their narrative, their agenda is falling apart. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass thereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Okay. All right, now turn to Zechariah. Chapter 14. Start with verse 9. We can't even fathom what this new kingdom's going to look like because we've never seen anything like it. It's going to be stuff we're not going to understand. The other day I listened to a Gene Decode and he was talking about time travel, and I dreamed about time travel. And in my dream, it was two men. One was wanting to go back, and because if you don't do it just right, he got stuck and he couldn't come back. And I woke up. So I don't know how it ended. But I'm thinking, you know, I don't care about all of that. Because when God does things, you don't get stuck. All the technologies and things that men have and men are bringing forth, yeah, men are going to have ideas. You know, they're going to have knowledge of woody inventions and all those kind of things. But the kingdom of God, God has his ways. And these are not the ways of men. Not that we don't use men's technology, don't get me wrong, but there is a time where you quit trying to be God. You know what I'm saying? All this weirdness. I said, Lord, I'm ready for all this weirdness to be gone. I mean, there's people that say they're Christians, but they're psychics. Clay and iron don't mix. Maybe it's just that they just don't know. But they're trying to merge everything into one. And it'll never happen. It just will not happen. I don't care how good they are and how nice of a person they are and how much right they know. They really don't know a lot about things, other things that maybe might really matter. You know what I'm saying? I don't. And it's getting to the point that there's not many you can really listen to, even Christians, and that's sad. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Won't it be so nice? We'll know the Lord and his ways go, and that's the only way there is. There is no confusion. There's no 50 doctrines going here and there and everywhere else to try to fit in your fleshly stuff. No. No doctrines of men. And all the land should be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel into the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. Sounds like Raiders of the Lost Ark. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. The Lord don't need any help, does he? Except us doing our part, sure. And it shall come to pass in the day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them. And they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together. Is that going on right now? Gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King and the Lord of hosts and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. He puts sanctions on them, kind of like Pharaoh. And in the family of Egypt, go not up and come not, they have no rain. There should be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. It says it's going to be like a rod of iron that he rules. To me, it's the payback, it's the boomerang, it's what they did to us. You do what we say, or you can't work, you can't buy, you can't sell. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep that Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be the bells of the horses, holiness unto the Lord. And the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judea, or Judah, shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Y'all know what the Canaanites are. Yeah. Okay, back to Isaiah. One more. Even though the military is being deployed and all these things are happening, we need to realize that God, He is the one. He is the government. All right, Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even with God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for the wilderness shall waters break out in streams of the desert. I did hear in the decode this about when evil is eradicated, the earth and people will heal. It'll just spring forth. That scripture that talks about it will spring forth speedily. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of dragons, where each day shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. Upon their heads they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We're talking about the kingdom. And what's good about this is we can walk in it because the kingdom of God's inside you. We can walk in it. No matter how far behind everybody else is, we can walk in it. If Jesus could walk in it in his day, so can we. It's just, we've got to get our mindsets more heavenly than earthly. All right, I'm going to read this again. The government will be upon my shoulders. My government is not only the foundation of the church, but also the foundation for this nation. Even those nations that don't believe are going to have to come and worship Him. One nation under God. There is no separation between church and state. From the church foundation, a godly nation will be built. As goes the church, so goes the nation. The challenge will not happen, or the change will not happen overnight. It will be a slow turning back to me. Seeds must be planted and then harvest will come. I have given you this analogy before, like a big cruise ship, the day will come when all will know me.